You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 210.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on? What's going on, guys? Got another masterclass for you here with my buddy, Mr. Dave Payerchin, out of Columbus, Ohio. And guys, before we kind of hop into the episode here, we're going to be talking all about investing in turnkey properties, what to do, what questions to ask as far as vetting turnkey providers out there. First of all, if you guys don't know what turnkey properties are, we're definitely going to cover that as well. It's definitely more of a passive way to invest in real estate, be completely hands off. And there's a lot of turnkey providers out there. Some are good, some are not so good. And so, you know, Dave and his partner, RJ, are just super successful. They operate out of Columbus, Ohio. You know, Dave's been in this business since 2005, has done a bunch of deals. And currently, I mean, they're, you know, you guys are going to hear that they're doing about 100 flips a year. They have they're aggressively building their buy and hold rental portfolio. So, you know, this turnkey business spawned off of just them being active landlords and holding a portfolio, understanding the property management component, the rehab side of things. And we're going to get into all of that. These guys are master marketers, you know, so they generate a lot of leads on a monthly basis and they close a lot of deals. And now they've, for the last several years, they've been packaging these things up and offering them to investors as a complete turnkey product. So really excited to have him on. Dave's a good dude. He really understands the business. And we get into a lot of, you know, if you guys have any interest in investing in a turnkey provider, again, what to look for? What are some of these questions that you guys have to ask? We get into the different classes of properties from A all the way down to C and so on. So I'm excited. And I think you guys are going to, you know, learn something here about turnkey and maybe even open your eyes to going down this route if you want to take a truly passive approach to investing in real estate. So let's get right into it. Dave, what is going on, my man? How you doing, buddy?
Alex. So happy to be here.
Yeah, man. Brother, I'm excited to get you on, man. I know we talked about this in Tampa about a month and a half or 2 months ago or so. So it's good to get you on, man. I know you and your partner RJ are kicking ass out there in Columbus and doing big things, man. So I really wanted to get you on and just introduce you to the audience because I know they can learn a lot from what you guys are doing out there.
We're rocking and rolling. We got a lot of value to provide your listeners. We've been listeners of your podcast for a long time. So it's a pleasure to be on here. Very cool. Yeah, just got tons of good stuff to dive into with you, Alex.
That's great, man. I'm excited. So look, I mean, obviously I just covered that in the intro. I mean, you know, you guys do about 100 flips a year. You're actively, building your buy and hold rental portfolio. You guys are master marketers. You're sending out a ton of direct mail. You're top of the list at Google. Man, where can we dive into? Because I know one of the things that you guys really specialize in is just the turnkey operation, you know, providing investors that maybe don't have the time to go out, find, fix, you know, put tenants in properties. I mean, that's your bread and butter. Like you guys are masters at that. So
correct.
Turnkey, obviously it's, there's a lot of moving parts to that business. So, maybe start with kind of, you know, where you guys are at today. So people just have a better understanding of what your team and your business looks like. And then we'll kind of dive into the turnkey stuff.
For sure. So as you mentioned, we're in Columbus, Ohio, and we are the leading provider of turnkey properties in Central Ohio. So we've been providing turnkey properties since 2013, and that's really how we've built the foundation of our flipping business. And the way it all started, Alex, is RJ and I, we started buying properties are for ourselves in 2012. We started out as buy and hold landlord investors. Okay. And through osmosis, we began building a portfolio and then a lot of our contacts around the country in high dollar markets like Miami, where you're at, or California, or the East Coast, began contacting us and saying, hey, we see what you're doing in the Midwest, in the Columbus, Ohio market. Would you be able to provide some investment properties for me as well? So we began, building our own portfolio, but then onesie twosie selling investment properties to other investors. And it really spawned from there. Since then, we've created our own licensed in-house property management company. As right now, as we speak, we got about 15 rehabs going on right now. Wow. And we have a solid client base, and we provide turnkey assets to people all over the country. And really, that's what I want to get into today, is kind of defining what turnkey really is, what to watch out for when purchasing or investing in turnkey properties, and really just all the different classes of turnkey, everything from acquisition to rehab to property management to the overall process of purchasing a turnkey property.
Perfect, man. No, let's dive right into it. I think the only thing I want to kind of piggyback on what you said is I love the fact that, you know, you guys, it sounds like you didn't really intend to build a turnkey company, but you saw a need out there. You know, you guys were building your portfolio, and obviously in the coastal markets, we don't see the kind of numbers and returns that you see. I mean, we don't buy properties here for 30, 40, 50, even 80 grand and get $800 to $900, $800 to $1,000 bucks a month in rent. I mean, and not unless you're like just in a really, really bad area. Like the coastal markets typically don't see that. So I love the fact that you guys just identified a need. You could solve that problem. And now you guys have built a successful business out of it, which is awesome.
That is what we do as entrepreneurs, and I'm sure all of your listeners can relate. We seek opportunities to add and create value, and we fill those needs and fill those holes, and that's exactly what we've done. But I like to say that up front is we started our business as buy and hold landlords, lacing up our work boots, posting notices, walking through homes. We were buy and hold guys before we ever sold our first turnkey property. So we wear our landlord hat more than we wear our salesperson had. And a lot of our clients respect that. You know, we know every aspect of the business, every aspect of Ohio law, eviction laws, and that's what's allowed us to be successful, is we practice what we preach.
Yeah. And Dave, obviously, as you know, man, that's super key in being, you know, that's part of the reason that you guys are one of the top turnkey providers in Central Ohio, if not the number one, because, you know, you guys had that experience from the get-go. It wasn't like you were building a turnkey business off the ground without ever having bought and held your own properties, understanding the property management side, how to fill vacancies, repairs, all that kind of stuff that comes with just owning properties. You guys had that experience before you went out and you started doing this for clients.
Yes, sir. Correct.
Fantastic, man. So for somebody listening that just, you know, maybe they've heard the buzzword turnkey, break it down for us. Like in a nutshell, what does that really mean?
Okay. So a turnkey property in a nutshell is an investment property that is 100% done for you or done for the buyer. And the buyer of a turnkey property doesn't want to have to find the property, doesn't want to have to manage the rehab of the property, doesn't have to want to market and find a tenant, doesn't want to have to qualify the tenant, move the property in, and manage the property. That's historically what a landlord has to do: identify a property, rehab a property, fill a property, and manage a property.
Yeah.
What we do as a turnkey provider, a turnkey property is completely done for you, done for the buyer, where it's fully rehabbed, a qualified tenant has been placed, and then the turnkey provider will manage the property, collect the rent, and deposit the rent into the owner's bank account. So it is completely done for you and a passive hands-off experience.
Yeah. And that's what's really intriguing about these opportunities is, you know, people talk about being a landlord, buying and holding real estate. And then they say, well, that's passive income. Well, not really. Maybe it's semi-passive at best, but you know, you still got to be the landlord. You know, you might, unless you have certain systems and processes set up, you might still get that call with the leaky toilet or faucet or thing. Even if you have a property management company, then you typically have to manage that property management company.
Correct.
Whereas what you guys, Dave, do is you guys, like you said, it's obviously what the word is. It's turnkey and it's truly, truly passive. Like if you find the right turnkey provider, which Dave and his company have, it's truly passive. You, I mean, you get checks every month, essentially, is how you guys do it with your clients.
That is correct. Now, let me make a caveat and disclosure. We are still talking about real estate. And when we were talking about real estate, you're talking about people. There are still risks with everything we all do. Sure. But we do our very best to mitigate these risks for the investor. And that's what's allowed us to be one of the top turnkey providers in the entire country.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that you clarified that, because guys, obviously with any investment, whether it's real estate or any number of investment vehicles, there's always an element of risk. Now, it's your job to just vet the provider, you know, understand what you're getting into, and then take it from there, you know. But yeah, there's always going to be an element of risk. So typically, do you find, Dave, that like the people that invest with you guys in your company are working professionals, or just maybe people that invest in other markets that just don't have the boots on the ground, but they want the high returns? I mean, what's like your typical client avatar?
That is exactly the typical client avatar, Alex. And what our typical client looks like is somebody in a high dollar coastal market, who is a high income earner, who wants to invest where it makes the most sense, i.e. the Midwest. They want to take advantage of the real estate and the cash flow, but they want to live where they live, like California, and earn their income out there and work out there. So to be successful in this turnkey space for this high income earner who wants this passive experience, there's two key things. Number one, you got to invest in the right market. There's a lot of great things we can talk about. Columbus, it's one of the fastest growing major MSAs in, you know, in the Midwest. We have Ohio State University, numerous Fortune 500 companies, consistent growth. You got to be in the right marketplace to be successful. But more importantly, you have to invest with the right team. And you mentioned boots on the ground. If you don't have the right people operating, then it's going to turn into an absolute disaster. So, you know, one of the key things that we're going to talk about here today is what to watch out for when investing in a turnkey property, and really just how to be successful. So here's the thing, Alex, we do everything from start to finish. You mentioned when we first hopped on the call, we do a ton of marketing. So everything that we attract into our business, into our funnel, these are all off-market deals. So the real estate market is very hot right now. And if we were relying on the MLS and what have you, we're going to be paying too much. And therefore, our end investor, our end client is going to end up paying too much. So we generate tons of deals off market, and we fix these properties up, and we manage the entire rehab, and we manage the entire tenant placement and the property management. A huge red flag for any of your listeners, if they are considering purchasing a turnkey property, make sure you are investing in purchasing from somebody who has actually managed the rehab and managed the tenant placement and property management. Don't just buy from a middleman. There's so many middlemen out there saying, hey, we're this turnkey provider. All they're doing is finding a property on the MLS, marking it up, and selling it. They didn't control the rehab, therefore they don't know the materials that are in this property. They didn't control the tenant placement, so they don't know if this person's qualified or not. So the end buyer who's buying from just a salesman or from just a middleman is really setting themselves up for some major failure there. So rule number one is invest in a good marketplace. Columbus is fantastic. There's a lot of good markets out there. But number two, the most important thing is make sure you are working with somebody who has skin in the game. They managed the rehab. They actually took title to this property before selling it to you. It's not just this wholesale middleman type of situation, because there's no, the end buyer has no idea what's going on with that property if they bought it from somebody who did not manage the rehab or manage the tenant placement. Does that make sense?
That makes a ton of sense, man. I'm glad you said that. And I think to that end, to piggyback on this, and I got to give you credit and a few others. So, you know, at our last mastermind, we were talking about it, and you and I had a conversation about this, Dave, not too long ago. And, you know, one of the things I think you recommended to me is, hey, if you're looking at investing virtually, especially with a turnkey provider, go check out the market. Like,
absolutely.
You know, it's worth spending a couple $100 or wherever you are to hop in, get to know the area, meet with the team, get to know who you're doing business with. And that's definitely something that, whether it's Dave's company or somebody else, I recommend, you know, everybody do. That's one of the things that Dave shared with me when we spoke on the phone a couple weeks ago. And it makes a lot of sense.
For sure. So more buzzwords. And by the way, we welcome any of your listeners with open arms. Please come here. The weather's just starting to warm up. Columbus is a great place. Nice. And we about once a week, we have people from all over the country and all over the world in our office. And we put on a good party. So come on out to Columbus.
Cool, man.
Another key buzzword that you're going to see here in the turnkey space, people talk about A-class properties, B-class properties, and C-class properties. You've heard that before, correct, Alex?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So this A, B, and C lingo has actually come from the commercial space because you hear about A-class commercial property, B-class, and C-class. That's actually kind of formulated itself into the turnkey space. So I just kind of want to clarify what this means. So an A-class property is going to be obviously the best type of area. And this is going to be an area where there's majority of homeowners in this particular area, where homeowners outnumber the number of tenants. Okay. Mm-hmm. In the Columbus market, that's going to be typically properties between 100 and 130K ARV. We're going to talk about the different price points and whatnot for the Columbus market. But just as a 10,000 foot overview, a B class is going to be kind of a 50-50 mix of more renters and homeowners. A C class is going to be typically more renters than homeowners. You see the difference of all three, correct?
Yep, makes sense.
So the price point, let's start with the C class. The C class is also, your listeners need to be very aware, the C class always looks the best on paper because the basis or the entry point is always going to be the lowest on a C class property. There's always risk and reward. So when it comes to a C class property, they always look the best because the amount of rent potential is nice and high. But the entry point to purchase this property is often lowest. Mm-hmm. And what that means is, you know, it looks really great, but remember when you're dealing with a C class, there is more risk. Number one, it could be more deferred maintenance that needs to be taken into consideration. And the quality of tenant, typically you're going to find tenants that maybe have more dings on their credit or, you know, gaps in job history, and different qualifications tend to be slightly lower in the C class.
Yeah. And okay. when you said, I mean, you brought up deferred maintenance. I mean, typically it's a safe assumption that these C class properties, they're usually older properties, right? Maybe 1920s, 1930s, or whatever the case might be.
Yes, sir. That is absolutely correct. So okay. that's the C class. And in the Columbus market, the C class is going to be anywhere really between 50,000 up to 70,000. Mm-hmm. And the majority of the people who invest, and we do a lot of the C class, and we do a great job with the C class because we still rehab these things. Again, we take title to everything before we provide it to anybody else. And the majority of the people who invest in the C class type of properties are either using cash to purchase or they're doing a 1031 exchange. We've, you know, been on the back end of numerous 1031 exchanges where people sell their property in Arizona or California and then they want to roll it into three or four properties here.
Yeah.
And the C class works really well for that. And we have no problem managing properties in the C class as well. In fact, the majority of our own personal portfolio is in the C class, and we're more than capable of managing these properties. But that's just to define what the C class looks like. And the rents on a C class property are typically going to be right around 1.25 to 1.5% rent to value ratio. So if somebody's investing in a property that's maybe 60,000 ARV, the rent is 1% of that would be 600. You're going to get above 1% in the C class. So you're going to see rents at 750, sometimes even all the way up to 900 on a really special property. But the rent to value ratio is always typically going to be, you know, over that 1% threshold.
Does exactly. that make sense? And guys, just in case, like, you know, maybe you're at the gym or you're driving, listening to this. So basically what Dave's talking about is, you know, you just take, you know, your purchase price of 60,000, you multiply it by 1%, that's going to give you 600, where he's saying, you know, C class, you're probably going to be maybe roughly between the 7 to all the way up to 900 if it's 1.5 times the purchase price. Right, Dave?
That's thank you for clarifying that. That's spot on.
Got it. Perfect. Okay.
So moving into the B class, this in our marketplace is going to be typically properties between 80,000 and 100,000 ARV, purchase price, and the rent is going to be anywhere between 1.25% to right around that 1% mark. So again, if the ARV or purchase price is $80,000, the rent is going to be $800, maybe a little bit more. 1% would be $800 on an $80,000 purchase. $100,000 purchase, these properties will rent for roughly $1,000 per month.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Let me ask you this, man. Before you transition to A-class, what would you say for somebody that is, you know, interested in buying a turnkey property and they're debating, hey, do I go B-class and have, you know, a better product, you know, maybe a better tenant, but the returns might not be as high versus a C-class where, you know, my returns are going to be a little better, but you have some of the downside as far as the deferred maintenance you talked about. Maybe you might have a little bit more tenant turnover. What are your mm-hmm. thoughts on, you know, just somebody thinking, hey, do I go B class? Do I go C class? What makes more sense?
It is all about the person's, number one, risk tolerance, and number two, overall business plan and game plan for their life. Somebody on the, you know, earlier years of their investing, like somebody like yourself, Alex, how old are you? You're like 20 years old or something, right?
Dude,
you're a little baby out there.
37.
So somebody who's a little bit younger and has more years, potentially would want to take more risk. And you know, so maybe the C-class is more comfortable for them, but it really comes down to, you know, their risk tolerance and their overall business plan. But when it comes to the C-class, Alex, in our business, we pretty much are working with only cash buyers and 1031 exchange people for the C-class. It seems to make the most sense. Mm-hmm. So how they're financing and acquiring the property also makes a difference. If somebody's qualified for a conventional mortgage, typically a B-class or an A-class is going to be more up their alley, simply because you're, number one, in a better area, and number two, that cash on cash return. We're in historically low interest rates, and a lot of people are taking advantage of these conventional mortgages out there.
Yeah.
And so that's where we would kind of maybe steer them into the B class, because, you know, you get more house for your buck. You know, a conventional mortgage requires 20% down. So you can buy that $100,000 B-class property for only $20,000 out of pocket,
yeah,
which is going to explode your cash-on-cash return. Whereas, you know, if you're buying a C-class property and coming out $60,000 all cash, it makes sense for some people. But that same $60,000, you can actually buy three $100,000 properties. So how you're financing it also determines where, what class of property you're going to be in.
That makes a lot of sense. And do you guys have any, I guess one other last follow-up question here along, sure, you know, B versus C classes. Do you guys have any like data or any stats as far as tenant turnover on the C class properties versus the B class?
Well, we have internal data from our own portfolio. But, you know, we get asked that quite a bit, because I think it's one of those questions where people listen to podcasts and they think they're supposed to ask, like, well, what's the vacancy rate in mm-hmm. different areas? And we can know, anyone who answers that question really cannot truthfully answer that unless it's based on their own portfolio. There's no data out there for an entire area. What's the vacancy rate of Columbus, Ohio, or yeah, this neighborhood? It's impossible to track that. Mm-hmm. But from our own experience, yes, there is more tenant turnover and in the C-class. I don't have a specific number, but without a doubt, it is a different class of property.
Yeah.
And there is, you know, the potential for more wear and tear. But, you know, we've been doing this quite a long time, and, you know, we've found not so great tenants in the B class and the A class as well. It's just it's a personal people thing. Mm-hmm. What we do guarantee and what we do is screen the heck out of anyone, whether they're moving into a C class, B class, or A class property. These people are going to be thoroughly screened out, and we can kind of touch on that when it comes to the property management piece. We do everything we possibly can to set this thing up for success from the very beginning, but there's no hard data as far as percentages and whatnot of the turnover.
Okay, gotcha. Yep, cool, man. So yeah, I think you were going to get into A class, right?
Real quick, just to kind of close the circle on the B class, when we're moving into the B class, this is where people are typically using conventional mortgages, where they're coming in with 20% down and they're going to acquire a property that, again, is fully fixed up. And we have preferred lenders. We have amazing lenders. If somebody, one of your listeners, needs a lender referral or something like that, by all means, reach out to us. And it's a great time to take advantage of these interest rates. So the B class, the ARV is going to be, like I mentioned, roughly 80 to 100K. Getting into the A class is going to be right about 100K to 130. Now, we stop at 130, Alex, because at that point in time, the rents don't keep up with the values. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. here in the Columbus market, the most we're going to see for rent on the stuff that we, you know, that we provide is 1250 max. You know, it's really kind of the highest end of the rental market for our business model. And once we start getting way above 130, that percentage, that rent to value ratio keeps going down. So if somebody's buying a $150,000 house, the rent doesn't keep up. The rents don't keep going up. You don't get 1500, you know. So that's why we kind of cap our business. The highest end of the turnkey stuff we do is roughly 130 mm-hmm. in the A class. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Yeah. Yeah.
And in the Columbus market, these are where you're going to find better schools. It's going to be on the outskirts of Columbus. If anyone's familiar with Columbus, right out on the outskirts of that 270 loop freeway, much better schools. And these are more like in the suburb type properties.
Okay. Okay. Cool, man. Is there anything else they need to kind of like, you know? Obviously, you know, somebody might be listening to this and saying, okay, well, you know, I think I want to invest. I want to put some of this money to work. I want to invest in a turnkey. Anything that we haven't covered that you would say, look, this is definitely something, if I was in that person's shoes, I'd want to know this.
Well, I'm going to break down rehab here for you in a nutshell. And this is what you really got to focus on. If somebody's wanting to buy a turnkey property, number one, never buy a property if it doesn't come with an inspection report. And I'm not talking about an inspection report from the person selling you the property. Who knows what they're going to share with you?
Right, right.
You need a third party licensed inspection report for any asset that you're considering, you know, purchasing and investing in. The next thing is you got to make sure the rehab standards, whoever's selling you the property needs to have standards. So we have the highest standards when it comes to an investment property because we are investors ourselves. Now, one of the key things here, Alex, is we don't use carpet in these rentals because any rental property, you know, if you're using carpet, people are going to spill on it. You're going to need to rip that stuff out. We use all laminate flooring. We replace mechanicals now in roofs. So if there is less than 5 years life remaining on a roof, we're going to replace it. We provide brand new furnaces, brand new hot water tanks, ACs, and these come with a 1 year warranty on everything we do. We replace this stuff. So the end investor is not going to have to deal with it. All of our inspections include foundation, electric, flooring, kitchen, bathroom, interior paint, exterior paint, appliances. Everything is inspected. So the thing that I would relay to your listeners is never buy a property, especially out of state, you know, from somebody who's not providing an inspection report and a thorough rehab on this thing. Because, you know, the turnkey business model is a long-term play. Mm-hmm. And you want to make sure you're buying a property that's going to withstand the long term.
Yeah, got it. No, and I love what you said about, I mean, it makes sense, but maybe sometimes people that you don't know what you don't know and you just don't think about it is not just accepting an inspection report from the person actually selling you the property who's biased and you don't know what they're going to put in there. I mean, obviously they're going to make it look as good as it could possibly look. So very, very good tip as far as just making sure it's from like a third party vendor or provider.
And then also, if somebody is investing using a conventional loan, the lender is going to order an appraisal.
Right.
So that's just an added layer of protection as well. Don't just take somebody's word for it when it comes to values. You know, this is important stuff. And you want to cover every single base and just make sure you're protected and working with good people, mm-hmm. you know?
Okay.
Next thing is we talked about the rehab, but things got to be rehabbed and at high standards. Next thing is you got to know who is managing your property. Right? Because if this asset or if this investment is going to be lucrative, somebody's got to be out there collecting the rent. Right? So when it comes to turnkey and purchasing a turnkey property from a provider, I'm going to kind of make the bold statement is just don't invest in a turnkey property unless the person selling you the property is also a licensed property management company that is going to retain the management on this thing. It keeps them accountable, the person selling you the property, and it basically keeps their skin in the game, because if they sold you a junky property that now they have to manage and now they're calling you with all these different maintenance requests, the investor is going to say, hey, I thought this was handled up front, right? So if ever there is a turnkey, you know, a turnkey provider out there selling a property and you're considering purchasing it, make sure, ask them, hey, are you going to manage this thing for me? Are you licensed to manage properties? How many properties do you already manage right now? You know, do you have experience with this stuff? Because if they're just passing the management off to a third party, oftentimes what you're looking at is just somebody who's making a quick buck on the sale, then they're washing their hands of the deal and they'll say, hey, I'm out of here. Just let the property manager deal with it. You deal with him. Well, you know what? The turnkey investor, they didn't buy it from this property manager. They bought it from you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just holds the turnkey provider that much more accountable when they're going to stay in the deal after the sale and manage the property. It's a very key thing. And all the legit turnkey providers out there, especially the ones we know in our circles, Alex, they all do it the right way. They do a great job. And there's a lot of good turnkey providers out there. Just watch out for the middleman-y, the type of just trying to make a quick buck and make a quick sale. Stay away from that stuff. And I also encourage people, you know, to stay away from buying properties at seminars and in hotel ballrooms and stuff like that. Go out to the market, drive around with the people that you're working with, form a relationship, and that's going to just give you that added layer of protection so you can be successful.
Yeah, no, I love the fact that you're sharing this kind of stuff, because for anybody listening, and this episode is not going to be for everybody, you know, just people are in different financial situations, but if somebody's out there interested in, you know, purchasing a turnkey property, and especially if you're looking at the Midwest, I mean, you know, what Dave is sharing with you guys here are the types of things that maybe you just don't know to ask, right? And you assume it's being covered, but I mean, there's a lot of quote unquote turnkey providers that say they're turnkey, but they're really just kind of outsourcing the management.
Correct.
And I love the fact that you're sharing, hey, make sure that this stuff is in-house, that they're licensed, because it just keeps them more accountable. And now it's all under one roof, you know?
So Alex, when are you hopping on a plane and coming to Columbus to invest in some turnkey properties?
It's funny. I was talking to Tim about that. I should be out there in the next month or two, hopefully. So yeah.
Hopefully it's a little bit warmer.
Yeah, right.
We're still trying to get out of the 30s here. It's April 20th.
Well, man, if it makes you feel any better, it's probably like in the 70s here in Miami. I'm messing with you, dude.
So what other questions do you have about the turnkey model or the turnkey space that might be of value to your listeners?
Yeah, man. So, I mean, I think you covered so much already. I mean, I definitely the distinction between, hey, look, typically if you're going to buy C-class, these are cash buyers, you know, so you got to have, you know, 50, 60 grand available and liquid to be able to buy those types of properties if you decide that ultimately, like, that's the best route for you and your risk tolerance is higher.
Correct.
And then also, you know, juxtaposing that to like, hey, if you want to get into just a better product, typically less maintenance, less vacancy, then, you know, you're going to go conventional and you can, you know, you have to ask yourself, do you want to leverage debt? You know, is that the route you want to go, or do you rather, you know, it be kind of a slow burn, versus, you know, as far as just, you know, either, getting private money and taking the C class down, or if you have the liquidity to be able to do that. So really, I don't think there's a right or wrong, Dave. It's just more, hey, what are you looking to accomplish short term? What are you looking to accomplish long term? And then make a decision from there. But brother, I think you covered everything I wanted to ask you as far as, you know, just some of the tips and strategies. Make sure that you get on a plane, go check out the market. Some of the questions that you just talked about now, as far as vetting the turnkey provider.
Sure.
Is there anything, this is kind of a lazy way, but I'm going to kick this back at you. Is there anything we haven't covered that you would say, hey, this is definitely something that people need to know?
I would just say, make sure you're working with the right people. You know, that's really what's going to, it boil down to, is make sure you're working with people who are going to tell you like it is. This is real estate. There is risk involved, but if you're working with people who do this for a living, they're going to give it to you straight. And, You know, it's not all that glitters is gold. Just because something looks good on paper doesn't always mean it's the best thing. So make sure you're working with good people. And we would love to communicate with any of your listeners, answer any questions as a follow-up, and work together.
Yeah, and so we'll definitely, like, guys, in the show notes page, we'll have Dave's URL, his website, where you guys can check him out. Actually, Dave, why don't you just go ahead and touch on that now? Where can people connect with you?
So our website, I'm not very proud of. We're going through a website overhaul at the moment, and it's going to be beautiful as soon as we're done with it. But the website is columbusturnkeyhouses.com.
Okay.
But if anyone has any questions or anything, just shoot us an email, sales@columbusturnkeyhouses.com. That's going to be a lot better. We have a full-time sales staff, and we would love to answer any questions you may have, or we can refer lenders to you. Whatever you guys need, sales@columbusturnkeyhouses.com.
Very cool, brother. Very cool, man. Well, hey, dude, I really appreciate the time, man. Guys, I touched on this in the intro, but so Dave and I, we got to know each other in December. We were at the annual mastermind, and there's, so you got to, just to kind of give you guys some context, there's, Dave, how many people were in that room at that December meeting? Maybe 140-ish, 150 or so, roughly?
That would be my guess. Yes.
Yeah, so 150 people. There's a ton of, like, tables where people are sitting down in the morning. I happen to just grab a seat, and then Dave and his partner, RJ, like, are sitting right next to me. Just young guys, but hungry, successful, like, just super down-to-earth, super cool. We kind of hit it off there. You know, we carried that into the next mastermind meeting and, you know, got a chance to go out to dinner with him and a few other guys. And just genuine, sincere guys that really, really understand, know the business, and take care of their people. So, you know, that's the main reason I wanted to have him on. And the fact that from time to time I have, you know, people that listen to the show that say, hey, what markets do you recommend? Or what do you know about turnkey properties? Who are the best turnkey providers out there? So I know there's a lot of interest around this area. I mean, let's be honest, there's a lot of you that you don't have the boots on the ground. You don't know the market, but you do have a little bit of money, or you can leverage financing where you can get into some of these properties and truly make it a passive investment. So that's the main reason I wanted to get Dave on, you know. So, man, I appreciate the time and the knowledge.
Hey, I appreciate you as well. And to all your listeners, I'd love to hear from you. And no matter what, whether you invest in turnkey or you're doing wholesaling, stay with it, man. Don't give up. We're all business owners here. We've built ours from the ground up. And Alex is a great source of information, a great guy. This is a great podcast. And just stay with it. Don't give up. And don't listen to any negative people who are telling you, you know, you're not going to make it. You can do this. And we're in your corner.
I love it, man. I love it. So I don't have anything else to add. I mean, I think that's a perfect way to end the show here. So, guys, really appreciate the time, and I look forward to catching you on the next one.
Thanks, guys.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.